Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Schools will remain closed for the rest of the academic year in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. Governor Phil Scott initially closed schools until April 6th, but citing guidance from the Health Department and Agency of Education, Scott decided to keep schools closed for in-person instruction for the rest of the year. Don Tinney, an English teacher and president of the Vermont NEA, says the union is not surprised by the decision, but he says teachers need to be involved as districts develop remote learning plans.
They have to be able to contribute to the discussion, to add their ideas, to know what's doable and what's not doable.
Districts are being asked to design those remote plans by April 13th. The Agency of Education says it will provide more guidance by the end of next week or this week, and Governor Scott will hold a media briefing later today. You can hear that on VPR. Senator Patrick Leahy says Vermonters would be much better off listening to a pandemic response advice from Governor Phil Scott than from President Trump. Scott has required all non-essential businesses to close down and in a recent press briefing indicated that Vermonters need to be prepared to deal with this emergency for several months. In contrast, the president says he hopes the national economy will soon be open and, quote, raring to go. Leahy says Vermonters are getting confusing messages.
They're getting a terrible mixed message. The president has treated this as a political issue. This is a human issue. Governor Scott has done it right, and I'm very supportive of what he has said. I think he's given a very balanced view of what we face, and I think we have to understand that.
Leahy says he hopes the president will be more honest with the American people about what's required to combat the new coronavirus. One of Vermont's top judges says child custody and visitation agreements remain in effect during the state's stay-at-home order. Chief Superior Court Judge Brian Grierson says Vermont's order does not allow parents to ignore custody exchanges that they've already committed to. Grierson says potential exposure to the coronavirus when transferring custody may be grounds to request an emergency hearing.
Then they have a right to petition the court for an emergency request to perhaps modify the parent-child contact. But again, the orders that are in effect remain in effect until they are modified.
Grierson told Vermont Edition he urges parents to work out child visitation changes on their own before requesting any emergency hearing. Eye in the sky for today, increasing sunshine south and west of the Greens, morning clouds from the northern Green Mountains east becoming partly to mostly sunny by afternoon, highs in the 40s north and near 50s south.